Chapter 3. Ride 'em, Cowgirl. The West continued to change. The vastness of open, unfenced land shrunk more. Cowboys and cowgirls became even less of a presence in everyday life. Rodeos and Wild West shows became an even more important way of connecting to the past. As is often the case when recalling the past, these shows glamorized what had been a hard life. The Old West was definitely not like a rodeo. At rodeos, people watched cowboys and cowgirls ride horses and rope and tie up cattle. The best riders, including Alice, won prizes and became big stars. Strangers would approach Alice on the street, sometimes with odd ideas about cowgirls. "Where's your pistol?" they would ask, thinking that every cowgirl carried a gun. Caption: Many people think that rodeos began with the Mexican vaqueros. Va-care-os. They were the first cowboys in North America. Caption: Roman races were exciting for both performers and watchers. In the early rodeos, men and women had taken part in the same contests. The feats they had to accomplish were sometimes quite dangerous. Performers were often hurt or even killed. Alice herself had a bad accident at a Texas rodeo. She broke an ankle and almost lost the leg. Then rodeos started to change. Many closed or became smaller. They dropped the most dangerous women's events. Feature box. Rodeo events. Barrel racing. Riders race around 3 or 4 barrels, circling each in turn. Bronco riding. A rider tries to stay on a bucking horse for 8 seconds. Calf roping. A rider chases a calf, ropes it, and ties it up. Roman races. A rider stands on 2 horses at once as they gallop around a racetrack.